Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Forget shadow banning. That is what many conservatives thought were happening to them on Twitter, and I'm sure now at Facebook, Google, and YouTube. Well, now we have been vindicated. For years and years, conservatives like myself have said that we have been shadow banned. What does shadow banning mean? It means, yes, you're on a platform like Twitter, but you don't really exist. Your tweets aren't shown to other people, and it is impossible for what you tweet out to actually go viral. In other words, they're saying, we don't like what you're saying, so we're going to suppress what you're saying. Big tree falls in the forest. No one's around. Did it actually make a sound? Well, forget shadow banning. It was worse than what we even thought. Now, Twitter, we know, had an entire blacklist. And I am assuming, based on what we have seen over the last 24 hours, that I and many other conservatives are on the blacklist list. The second installment of the Twitter files revealing Twitter's secret blacklist was dropped on Thursday night. Not too long after taking over Twitter, billionaire Elon Musk pledged to release the document showing how, under the company's previous ownership, Twitter engaged in the suppression of free speech. These documents are now referred to as the, quote, Twitter files. We have known now for quite some time that conservatives went from having the normal ability to reach people to being completely silenced on the platform. We saw big stories that were silenced. We saw big things like the Hunter Biden laptop story be banned from being able to be used and even shared in private messaging. We saw Twitter, and we know this for a fact now, they treated people that shared the Hunter Biden story the same way they treated people who shared child pornography. That's how much they were tipping the scales. Now, Elon Musk has just tweeted out that, quote, Twitter is working on a software update that will show your true account status so you know clearly if you've been shadow banned. This is going to rock the world because you're going to see just how much the information was being suppressed by big tech. Now, not only did Elon Musk pledge to release the documents, but we're now getting names. These files have been shared with two independent journalists. We saw the first installment that came out on December the 2nd, and it covered details surrounding Twitter's suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. In his first tweet of the Twitter Files Part 2, this journalist, Weiss, revealed that the entire teams of Twitter employees actually put together their own blacklists and in order to suppress and shadow ban the reach of certain accounts, virtually all of them conservative. Some think of shadow banning, again, as the practice of suppressing a user on a platform or a user that and the information that they're putting out there. It's that simple. Twitter, what they were doing was actually much worse than that. This was no, by the way, small operation or some rogue employee. There are lists and lists and lists, blacklists of whole groups of people who Twitter simply decided to crush. And liberal former New York Times reporter Weiss says that politics was driving at least part of the operation, if not all of it. Let me give you an example. One such blacklist user was a Stanford professor. This professor had argued that COVID lockdowns were incredibly detrimental to young children, an argument that later turned out to be 100% correct. Because of this, the professor was put on a trends blacklist, which suppressed the reach of all of his tweets indefinitely. This essentially prevented this professor from ever trending and the truth that he was telling or the questions he was asking from being seen by the masses. Additionally, we now know that Weiss revealed that conservative talk show Stan Bongino, a friend of mine, had also been placed on a search blacklist. What is a search blacklist? It means that you could search for him, but you couldn't find him. We also now know that conservative activists, also a friend of mine, Charlie Kirk, had been placed on a do not amplify blacklist after he became one of the most engaging Twitter accounts on the entire platform. I want you to hear, by the way, what Dan Bongino had to say to Sean Hannity, reacting to the news that he was put on a blacklist where you couldn't find him. And by the way, when he was saying this, for years, people said he was a kook, a conspiracy theorist, a crazy, a nut job.
Back to his words here, and he said the media is complicit and they were lying to the American public. They spent a total of 7 seconds this weekend on the Sunday programs talking about this huge story that broke last Friday. Or Elon Musk himself saying, if you shut down dissenting voices, it is by its very definition election interference. He even admitted that that Twitter was acting as the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party in this election. Election interference. Now, we're not even including Meta or Facebook or Zuckerberg. We're not including Google. We're not including Apple. We're not including YouTube. And I think that Congress needs to demand that they become as transparent as Elon Musk has become here. And I give him a lot of credit for this.
Yeah, listen, to Elon Musk, I don't know if you're watching or not, but if you see it later, just a heartfelt thank you. You know, I was talking to our good friend Mark Levin before and his great radio show, and
thank
Mark
me.
Said the same thing. Regardless, thank me, right? You know, Sean, regardless of what happens
by the way,
moving forward.
Dan, you got to love Mark. He's the best guest. He's the only one that tells you, that's it, I'm done. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you're called the great one, you can do that kind of stuff. That's why you defer to Mark. But with Elon Musk, regardless of what happens, he may legitimately lose billions of dollars on this acquisition. I don't think he will. I think he's a creative guy, and I think he's going to build this thing out to be something special. But he has done a service to this country. He has literally, not figuratively, changed the history of, I think, how big tech is going to operate moving forward. He's exposed one key point. I want the audience to understand this, that what the press did to collude and interfere in and potentially fleece the 2020 election away from Donald Trump based on solid data, a polling taken afterwards about how people would have voted if they would have known about the Hunter Biden story. We're not getting into any other stuff. I'm talking strictly about that. The media intentionally did that, Sean. This is my point. This wasn't misfeasance, right? Misfeasance is different. You see someone trip on the sidewalk in front of you, you don't help them. That's misfeasance. That's not what this was. This was malfeasance. A guy trips on the sidewalk in front of you and you kick him in the teeth as he's getting up. They did this on purpose. This was active collusion between the FBI, people in the DHS, the DNI, people at the FEC who'd heard about this stuff, Twitter and big tech to steal away your country. And you know what? Listen to me, folks. They did it. And Elon Musk is trying to help you get it back. to the Republicans in Congress who now are about to take over in January. You better grow some moose nuts and you better do something about this, or we're not going to have a damn country left. This is the public square. I love Fox News and I love working here. But Sean, even though we have the biggest shows in primetime, it's still just a small population of America. We cannot win an election in the future with just Fox News. You need Twitter to be open. You need Facebook to be open. You need these other platforms. It's why I put my money behind these other things too, because like you said, I'm trying to build this parallel economy out. Maybe that's why I'm public enemy number one to these guys, Sean. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I promise the audience, I don't whine about it every day on my show because I'm not a snowflake. You have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. With Facebook fact-checking my page over nonsense, Google banning us, YouTube banning us, Twitter shadow banning us. This, it's relentless. It never stops. They have put a target on my back for a long time now.
Dan Bongino is right, by the way. He's absolutely right what's happening. And he's not the only one that was affected this way. One of the other people that was affected in a major way is a man by the name of Charlie Kirk. Now, Charlie Kirk had a very active Twitter account. He had a massive amount of engagement at Twitter. And the reason why he had that engagement is because he was connecting with young people and conservatives, and he was trying to build a conservative base to fight back against liberals in schools and colleges, woke professors, and all that they were involved in public education. He was taking on universities around the country. And these Twitter bombshell files, part two, prove what all conservatives have long been not just suspected of it, but have been accusing Twitter and big tech of doing. You get on a list, and I believe I was on this list because our Twitter reach just died overnight. We went from 500,000 followers to 120-something thousand, and it didn't move for 4 years. And a tweet for us would be a good tweet if it got 10 people that retweeted it. 10 people. That's it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Charlie Kirk found out he was targeted. All of his suspicions were true, right? He was a conspiracy theorist. No, no, no. He wasn't a conspiracy theorist because he saw it in real time just like I did.
Charlie Kirk is someone else who apparently was censored by Twitter. He's the founder and president of Turning Point USA. We just told you that Barry Weiss a few moments ago reported that internally Twitter censors set Charlie Kirk's account to do not amplify status. Charlie Kirk joins us right now. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on. You're just hearing this too. I mean, this just happened. This is happening, in fact, as we talk about it.
Yes.
But do you have any idea which of your tweets set this censorship in motion?
I could probably guess. You know, a couple years ago, Axios did a study that showed that our Twitter account was the fourth most engaged Twitter account on the planet, right up there with President Trump. I mean, I've been using Twitter for a decade, happened to understand it really well, and we were averaging 115,000 retweets a day when we were really at our peak. And we would talk about, for example, in the midst of the virus, how lockdowns might not be the best decision. We started talking about how, hey, or asked the question, are there other treatments that we might want to talk about? So it could have been that. But then all of a sudden we saw off a cliff almost immediately our engagement, our retweets disappear. I started to talk about this a lot, Tucker, and I was called the conspiracy theorist. I was smeared, and I started to email the people that I yes, exactly. Wait, you're QAnon. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. I used to get 115,000 retweets, and then it's kind of one of those things, right, Tucker, where they convince you to stop talking about it because you sound like, okay, who cares about your Twitter account? Not a big deal. And now you see actual verified documents where my Twitter account was labeled as do not amplify, NSFW, which I could only infer means not safe for work. other like threat tags, they're treating my Twitter account with more scrutiny and censorship than the prime minister of Iran, than Hamas, than people that do actual terroristic type damage. And now we have evidence to show that's exactly why my Twitter account the last couple of years has been down 95% in engagement. They saw what I had to say as a direct threat to the regime.
You think about what Charlie Kirk just said there about he has a Twitter account that is silenced, but the terrorists in Al-Qaeda, in the Taliban, in Iran, they don't have their tweets silenced or censored. The regime in China and in Russia do not have their tweets silenced, because if you went after any of them and you silenced them, then they would in that country say, fine, we're going to ban the terms of use of service on Twitter. I don't think China wouldn't do that in 1 second. But in America, Charlie Kirk could only do what I did, right? I know I'm being censored, and they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And remember, they also lied about this. I really want to go back and remind you what the head of Twitter said about this, okay? The head of Twitter said back in the day that there was not shadow banning going on. Like, this didn't happen. It wasn't something that they would ever be doing. And if you believed it, you were really considered to be crazy. Dorsey, by the way, was also asked not just about shadow banning, but also about censoring just in general, like censoring conservatives, censoring people. He's been lying about this for years when he was a Twitter CEO. He went on the Today Show in an exclusive interview, all right? And he went on there with Matt Lauer, this like birds of a feather, you know, flock together, two peas in a pod. I mean, this was the ideal person, right? You got these two scumbags talking to the American people and trying to make them believe that they don't shadow ban, they don't censor anyone. Listen.
I sent a tweet out yesterday telling my followers, my measly number of followers, that you were going to be on and asking what questions they would like you asked. There was an enormous outpouring of questions about censorship. So let me ask you point blank. Does Twitter censor the content of its users? Does it hide what it would consider inflammatory comments, whether they be social or political?
Absolutely not. Twitter.
Absolutely not. Okay. All right. So think about how long ago it was when Matt Lauer was the host of the Today Show. Years ago now, right? This was a long, long, long time ago. And Jack Dorsey is there for this one-on-one, and he's asked, do you do this? Absolutely not. And then he goes on to say this, and all this, he knows the lie at the time he's doing it.
Twitter's always been about controls. People can follow whoever they want, and it's our job to make sure they see the most important things and the things that don't matter to them.
So anybody can say anything on Twitter? The company does not go in there and take certain things out that can be dangerous?
Well, there's certainly tweets that promote violence, which is against our terms of service, and people have controls to block and people have controls to mute.
But what about the company? Who
Not
decides
the
difference between criticism and hate?
These are the individuals. So you can follow who you want, and if it's something you want to see, you continue to follow it.
So he was lying. While he was saying this, he had hundreds of employees every day dealing with thousands of requests, some of them from government officials, some of it from the deep state, some of it from the Democratic National Committee, some of it from elected officials, some of it from journalists, some of it from liberals who worked with conservatives who were sending notes to Twitter saying, hey, can you ban this guy? That's where I come in here. I have no doubt that I was silenced by Twitter and Facebook during the same week when I got my first chance to host a show for an entire week. I have no doubt that the hit piece that was done on me by Media Matters was done at the same time when they silenced and started shutting me down on Facebook and Twitter at the same time. And my Twitter and Facebook accounts have never been the same since that week when I went on to host a show at CNN for an entire week. Now, why would they do that to me during that week? I'll tell you why. There was too many liberals at CNN that didn't want to see me succeed, much less host a TV show. And that was the week when Media Matters came out and started pounding me because they wanted to get rid of me. Now, I believe that would probably came from internally at CNN. There was too many liberals there that said, this is too scary. Ben Ferguson possibly doing a TV show and getting ratings that could turn into something. We got to make sure that, number one, he can't reach his followers on Twitter. At the time, that were like 500,000. And Facebook, and then we're going to put out this Media Matters article on him to attack him, so maybe they'll pull him off the air. That's how these people work. And I have no doubt in my mind, since that date, my Twitter account has been, in essence, worthless. And we're going to find this out because Elon Musk has said he's going to give out all the names of all the people that have been silenced. But when Jack Dorsey was doing this interview that I just played for you, he knew he was lying to you. And he knew that he was telling you something that was that was laughable. And the people within Twitter were probably dying laughing, knee slapping as they were watching the Today Show going, can you believe the power that we have? This is amazing. He also lied again when he did a interview on CNN with, you know, Mr. Potato Head himself, the dude that's been fired, Brian Skelter, one of the scumbags at CNN that would silence and censor people and tell his friends in big tech to attack conservatives. This guy who mocked Donald Trump asked a question about Trump. Like, hey, Donald Trump says you're shadow banning and silencing him and other conservatives. And listen to Jack Dorsey's response to this question.
The president called you out for shadow banning. What is the truth around that idea?
So I think a lot of the statements behind the statement and the question behind the question is, look, shadow banning is a very widely defined term. There's not one single definition. So the definition that we found that seems to resonate with the most people is, you know, not amplifying particular messages, or if someone puts out a tweet, hiding that tweet from everyone without that person who tweeted it knowing about it. So, but the real question behind the question is, are we doing something according to political ideology or viewpoints? And we are not, period. We do not look at content with regards to political viewpoint or ideology. We look at behavior.
Let me ask about specific questions. Has Twitter ever been involved in shadow banning?
With regards to political viewpoint or ideology. We look at behavior.
So if my count is right in real time as we're listening to this together, he just lied to you in one response six times. Six times he knew that he was lying to you. Does Twitter silence people? Yes. Do they do it based on their beliefs? Yes. Is it attacking a conservative viewpoint? Yes. Is shadow banning happening based on his definition? Absolutely it was. He lies to you and says, no, this never happened. When he obviously knows, yes, it does happen. And it happened hundreds of times per day. Were there accounts that had massive reach that all of a sudden that reach literally disappeared overnight? And you never got them off of the silencing status for years. They were indefinitely banned from being successful or being seen on Twitter. Yes, he lied to you on all of it. And he knew he was lying because we now know from the internal files that not only was he did he know about this program at Twitter, he was involved in it and a part of it. He was in part of the decision-making process.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I need to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. If you're paying attention, you've seen that the stock market has been plummeting. Many economists are predicting this is just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. If that happens, you're going to see tremendous losses in your portfolio. Many of you have already seen those losses. That is where there's an upside with gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you, whether it becomes part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped directly to you. When it comes to your finances, you want to act before it's too late. Be informed on your options. Legacy Precious Metals expert team can answer all your questions. So call Legacy Precious Metals today. 866-751-2218. That's 866-751-2218. Or you can even download their comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. There was something else that also happened. This was several years ago. There were starting to be articles that were written and reviews that were being written. You heard earlier Charlie Kirk mention Axios did an expose about the silencing of their Twitter account and did the data and the research and the analysis on all of it. And it was damning. And so what happened was big tech was being accused by virtually every talk show host that was significant in the country of silencing them, shadow banning them. We were hearing from listeners and callers that were calling in, and they were saying that over and over again, hey, we got a problem here. Like, we can't find you. I can't find your stuff. I can't find your information. We really can't find out what's happening right now with you. And we're really concerned about this, right? Like we're genuinely concerned. And we started talking about it. And then these organizations got smart. Facebook, for example, had an emergency meeting. I had friends that were in this meeting. They were flown out to California and given a briefing on how basically we're not censoring or silencing conservatives. We're not shadow banning people. We want to work with you guys. If you have any concerns, please call us, yada, yada, yada. This is when they were at least trying to fake it, okay? Twitter apparently did the same thing. And then they did a PR kind of, you know, move forward with this subject. And what they did was they called prominent conservatives who had large audience, and they actually made themselves available to do different interviews. Jack Dorsey, for example, did this as well because they understood this could get sticky. So they needed to go out there and just reassure the public, we're not really doing this, and then turn conservatives that were being shadow banned into basically conspiracy theorists, right? QAnon and all that crazy. They would label you as a crazy for even implying they were doing this because they were on the record on legitimate shows, right? Putting out this propaganda. Sean Hannity got one of these interviews. I remember this. And this was the lies told to Hannity during that time.
Let me ask about specific questions. Has Twitter ever been involved in shadow banning?
We do not shadow ban according to political ideology or viewpoint or content.
That's Jack Dorsey saying that to Sean Hannity on Sean Hannity's TV show, or radio show, I should say. We do not shadow ban people based on content, political viewpoints. He's lying to you. But he's doing this from a PR firm perspective perfectly. Hey, we're going to get you on Sean Hannity's show. And I'm sure Jack Dorsey's like, why the hell am I going on his show? Because this is going to be an issue if you don't go on a show. Go on a show and tell the conservative world that we're just not doing this. And he did it. And he sold it.
Period. Every model that we have on the network is really looking at the behaviors on the network. We take those behaviors as signals. And I do want to point out that these signals evolve minute by minute, hourly by hourly. These are not scarlet permanent letters that people then take on as a badge and will never be ranked high in search or not allowed to trend or ranked high in conversation. So these are models that are looking at behaviors and behaviors of bad faith actors who intend to manipulate, distract, divide a conversation.
This is pathological lying. You know you're going to do an interview with Sean Hannity. You know Sean Hannity's going to ask you the question that he's been talking about for months on end with a massive amount of evidence that you're silencing and shadow banning conservative Twitter accounts so that you can interfere in our elections in this country. And you go on there from a PR perspective, a PR standpoint, to kind of make the story go away. And you look like you're totally being transparent. This is no different than the Ponzi scheme interviews that were just being done by this guy with XTF recently, right? Go on CNBC, tell them everything's perfect, tell them everything's fine, give hundreds of millions of dollars, become the second biggest donor to the Democratic Party, and they'll let you do your Ponzi scheme and look the other way as long as you're on the team of the Democrats. That is exactly what was happening here with Twitter. I'm sure with Facebook, okay? It's exactly what was happening, not just with Twitter, but Facebook and Google and Apple and YouTube. They're all doing this. But they'll look you in the eye and tell you, no, you're the crazy one, right? You are the crazy one. We're not crazy. You're crazy. You're the one that's paranoid. You're the one that's part of QAnon. In fact, let's just go back to Congress for a second. Twitter CEO was testifying before a House panel, and he knew that he was lying to Congress when he was asked this question by a congressman who then to the Twitter CEO, and this is his response.
So this whole hearing, and the reason that Twitter somehow, with all the other social media platforms out there, got the singular honor to sit in front of this committee, is because there's some implication that your site is trying to censor conservative voices on your platform. Now, when you tried to explain the shadow banning, as I understand it, you had a system where if people who were following people had some behaviors, that was the trigger that caused you to do the shadow banning. So you were really like an equal opportunity shadow banner, right? You didn't just shadow ban four conservative Republicans. You shadow banned 600,000 people across your entire platform across the globe who had people following them that had certain behaviors that caused you to downgrade them coming up. Is that correct?
Now, I love this, by the way. This is a Democrat idiot from Pennsylvania, Democrat congressman, saying, well, if there is shadow banning, it's not like you're just targeting conservatives, because this is when it got even worse for Twitter, right? Dorsey's there with his nose ring in, probably, got finished smoking a bowl, and he's just kind of, you know, he's before Congress, but he doesn't really care because he knows that everybody's doing this. And it's like, well, I'm not going down as long as I own the company. Couldn't imagine at this point when he's answering this question that Elon Musk was going to buy his company, right? And a hostile takeover. He didn't imagine it would ever come out what they were actually doing in shadow banning people. And this Democrat's like, well, even if you did do this, you're doing it on an issue, not on politics. You're not just picking three conservatives and doing this to them. No, you're doing this to hundreds of thousands of people, right? All right, you ready for the lie in front of Congress? Here it is.
Correct. So this was never targeted at conservative Republicans. This was targeted to a group of 600,000 people because of the people who followed them. And then you determined that wasn't fair, and you corrected that practice. Correct. Is that correct?
Correct.
So just for the record, since you've been singled out as a social media platform before this committee, Twitter undertook no behavior to selectively censor conservative Republicans or conservative voices on your platform. Is that correct?
Correct.
Good. So let the record reflect that, because that's the whole reason, supposedly, we're here. Because House Leader Kevin McCarthy wrote our chairman a letter and said, hey, this is going on, and we think your committee should investigate it. And it's a load of crap.
Well, there it is. It's a load of crap, right? He just lied to Congress. Will there be any accountability for lying to Congress? I doubt it, because he's a Democrat. If you lie to Congress and a Democrat, you get a slap on the back. The XTF chairman, I go back to the Ponzi scheme of XTF for a second just to show you the example. As long as you're on the Democrats' team, they will do nothing but protect you when you're busted screwing up. The number two investor in the Democratic Party in the midterm elections was the guy who 2 days after the midterm elections files for bankruptcy, basically. His company goes bankrupt. There's no money. There's billions and billions of dollars that are missing. But hey, at least he funneled a couple hundred thousand to the Democratic Party first, and we'll look the other way. You throw this guy in front of Congress, and what do you tell people over and over again? You tell them that what they believe, Kevin McCarthy, the Republicans, you're crazy. You ask him the question, did you shadow ban Republicans? No. Well, did you pick out Republicans on purpose? No. Did you do any of this on purpose? No, you didn't do any of it. Now, and it wasn't just politics, right? There's another part of this story. This was anything that Twitter didn't want to let out there, anything Twitter didn't want to exist. This included stuff with COVID. Okay, COVID was a big part of this. I want to go back to the story of the doctor real quick. This professor who was asking genuine questions about lockdowns and could it negatively affect children. Listen to what Miranda Devine said about this last night.
Facebook and Google were doing it. What do you think is going on at YouTube? We'll likely never know, but we can certainly guess. Brandon Devine was an early target of censorship by Twitter, of course. She works at the New York Post, which broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. She's been following it ever since. She joins us tonight with reaction to the second tranche of documents. What do you make of this so far, Miranda?
Look, it's, I guess, not surprising, as you said, but it is really gratifying to see it laid out in policies and to catch out those top people at Twitter in their lies, because they did lie. They said that there was no shadow banning going on, where, you know, we knew just by our own experience on Twitter. I, for instance, since Elon Musk bought in, have increased my follower count by 40%. And that's just something that's experienced by conservatives across the board. And you notice from all the names that Barry Weiss has brought up tonight, they're all conservatives. And Barry Weiss is not a conservative. She's ex-New York Times. I guess she'd be a red-pilled liberal, if anything. And if there were left-wingers that had been banned, you can bet that she would have named them to be equal opportunity. I think Matt Taibbi was snowed, probably by James Baker. He said a couple of things that didn't ring true with those first batch of Twitter files, like the federal government wasn't involved. And so I think now that Elon Musk has kind of been red-pilled himself and James Baker has gone, we might see more things that are useful. But of course, you know, as Trace just said, there's still nothing on the FBI, but it's really part of an overall censorship scheme. And it was anything that was, you know, anybody dissenting against the Biden administration, right, against federal agencies like the CDC, you know, anything, for instance, I think a lot of this, I think Elon Musk is getting ahead of the revelations that we're seeing out of that incredible lawsuit being brought by Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General, now Senator-elect from Missouri, and the Attorney General of Louisiana. They are suing the Biden administration for violation of the First Amendment for using the social media companies to do their dirty work. And that included banning or shadow banning Jay Bhattacharya, who, you know, is an eminent physician from Stanford, yes, multiple degrees, an incredibly sober, sensible, rational, thoughtful person, one of the three founders of the Great Barrington Declaration, which just said, it wasn't COVID denying, it was just saying, we know enough to know that it really just hits the elderly and the infirm, so they should be protected, and let younger people who aren't affected keep the economy going and basically create herd immunity by, you know, getting sick with the virus and not dying. And that was just the most eminently sensible thing for everybody's mental health, physical health, and economic health. And he was shadow banned. He and every sensible person online who said children should not be getting these shots because the ill effects outweigh the benefits, and they were right. And unfortunately, you know, Dr. Fauci and all these people who just decided they were going to suppress the truth, they probably cost people's lives.
Of course they did. Of course they did. And it was strategic. I mean, they weren't censoring people because they were annoying. They were censoring people because they were providing factual information that might have stopped certain policies or election results from happening. So, you know, this was sophisticated and it had a huge effect on American society, I would say.
A huge effect. If you can take out all the big Republican names, you can go on TV like Jack Dorsey did, saying, we never censored any conservatives and you're crazy. If you take away the reach of every conservative talk show host in the country, every conservative commentator in the country that's significant, imagine how you can change an election. Imagine what you can do when you can silence and ban a story and then treat people that are trying to share that story about Hunter Biden's laptop like they are sharing child pornography. Imagine how successful you can be in election after election if the Democratic Party, the deep state, the FBI, Hillary Clinton's campaign, Joe Biden's campaign can just send a note to big tech saying this guy's a pain in our ass. Can you silence him? Make him disappear? Can you make it where Dan Bongino, when you search his name, you can't even find him? Yeah, we can do that for you, no problem. It's a lot easier to win elections. It's a lot easier to do shady and corrupt things if you know that if the shady and corrupt things are actually exposed, that you can just shut down them being exposed. In other words, you've won the game no matter what you do. You want to know why Democrats have gotten so bold? Why they've gotten so good at doing god-awful things? This is why. Because there's zero accountability when they get caught. Zero. I'll say it again. Zero. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please share this with your family and your friends. Make us a 5-star review as well. That'll help us reach other people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.